Blog Talk Radio.
This is Recup Radio Fresno, the Lewis Angel. Today we have a very special guest back on our show, Pastor Rafael Herrera here in Fresno, California, with the Word Walk School of Ministries and the Cross Church, if I'm correct. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Lewis. It's, again, a pleasure to be back and hope we could cover more ground.
All right. Well, I'm really looking forward to that. Before we start our show, I would like to invite you, Pastor, to open up our show in prayer.
All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much. We thank you, Lord God, for what we have today, the greatest gift of all, salvation. We thank you, Lord God, for the greatest miracle of all, the salvation of the human soul. And we thank you, Lord God, that that we stand here today, we sit here today, wherever we're at, in our bedrooms, in our living rooms, in our offices, Lord God, wherever we may find ourselves, even in a prison cell, a jail cell, Father, we are so thankful for the Holy Spirit who comes to live in us and dwell in us and makes us sons of the Most High God. We thank you for that privilege and honor, Father. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you are going to do in this program, Lord God, for those who listen, Father. Your word says, for he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say. And I pray, Lord God, that your words would just minister life to those people who need life, and that you would lift them up in their downtrodden situation, Lord God, because you are able. Lord God, I say that again, you are more than able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We give you the glory for what's going to transpire here this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. So last week, or the last time you were on our show, we talked a little bit about your upcoming school is going to become a very, very soon. So I know you want to talk more about that. So go ahead, Pastor.
Well, you know, Lewis, I wanted to share a little bit more about the Word Walk School of Ministry for those who are listening out there and for those who may be kind of debating about what the Lord would have them do. And, I've kind of grappled with this myself only because I've met with many people and, different people, you know the saying, it says different strokes for different folks. And I'm telling you, Lewis, I've dealt with many people who say, hey, you know what, I don't need to go to Bible college. I don't need to go to a Bible school. I have the Holy Spirit in me and God will speak to me and in me and through me. And I don't need any of that Bible school stuff. You know, I have the anointing. I can flow in that. And, and I think there's some truth to that. But unfortunately, it's not the total truth to that. I believe that we do have the Holy Spirit, and I believe that the Holy Spirit will flow through us. But, you know, there are benefits and advantages to going to a Bible school. And here at the Word Walk School of Ministry, to put it very simply, when I first started this some years back, the mission of our school is a very simple mission, Lewis. It's very basic and not very difficult to understand. The mission of the Word Walk School of Ministry is to provide an effective training program. And not only an effective training program, but it goes hand in hand with a supportive study environment. And I'm always there as not only the director of the school, but a teacher. I'm also a teacher of the school. And I have some other pastors that help me teach in the school as well. But we have this effective training program, and we have that supportive study environment. And that's in order to train and equip students for ministry within the church and out in the harvest field. So I've always believed in the purpose of the church. Now, the purpose of the church is it's a threefold or trifold purpose, Lewis. It's upward, inward, and outward. You know, upward is our ministry to God. Inward is our ministry to the local body of church. And outward is evangelism, going out and reaching the lost. And as a pastor teacher, and by the way, I'm also on KRDU 1130 AM, Lewis, on the radio every Sunday at 2 p.m. And I have a half-hour program every Sunday there at KRDU. And it's called The Word Walk. And what I do is I share different teachings, answer questions. I do different things there in the program. But the whole purpose for it all is that to equip, Ephesians 4:12 says, equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. And that is exactly what the Word Walk School of Ministry is all about. It's providing that effective training program hand-in-hand with a supportive study environment so that we can train and equip students for ministry within the church and out in the harvest field. And, you know, people ask me, you know, Pastor Raphael, what are the benefits or advantages of going to a Bible school? Now, does a Bible school environment offer more opportunities and rewards than a secular college? You know, some people come to me, Lewis, and say to me, you know, I've thought about going to Fresno State University, and but, you know, I'm also thinking about ministry. Well, then I ask him, well, what do you want to do? What do you feel that God is leading you to do? Now, is a Bible school better or a secular school better? Well, these questions can best be answered with another question. And that question would be, which institution will provide a more effective tool for being a servant of Christ? You know, if you think going to Fresno State University is going to give you the necessary effective tools to be a good servant of Christ, then you need to go there, or you need to go to the Word Walk School of Ministry, or for that matter, any Bible school that you feel that you're being led to. And, you know, one of the key advantages of a Bible school education lies in the fact that, how can I say this? It lies in the fact that the graduates are more mature and experienced. You know, the time spent pursuing their education not only enables them to grow in knowledge and wisdom, but in maturity. And this will have a critical impact on their future ministry. And adding on to this, the individual, this person pursuing the ministry as a career, may discover that becoming a pastor or a pulpit ministry isn't for them after all. You know, I've met a lot of students who have started off into Bible school here at the Word Walk School of Ministry, and they go, you know what, initially when they start the program, they just don't know what God has for them. They go, maybe I feel like maybe I should be a preacher or a teacher. And then they get into the class, and then later on they discover, hey, you know what, I don't need to be a preacher or teacher. God is calling me to do something else. So it opens your eyes as to what God would have you do, and God will speak to you through these classes. And another reason that, and more obviously, a good reason here for going to a Bible college is a Bible college or a Bible school education. It forces students to delve or get into more deeply into God's Word and the study of theology. You see, their experience in the classroom, and this is so very true because I remember when I was sitting in the classroom when I was going to Bible school, there at Southwestern years ago, the experience of the student in the classroom exposes that student to more and more different insights and ideas that they otherwise may not have ever known. You know, when I got into Bible school and when I was there, I didn't know a lot of things. As a matter of fact, the professor would be teaching on something. I go, wow, I never knew that. And it just opened up and be a greater desire to study the Word of God even more. So it brought me and exposed me to more different, diverse insights and ideas that I never would have known before. And in that same line of thought, it enables them to further develop for themselves their own positions regarding certain key doctrines of the Bible or of faith. And this will prepare them to better confront those very difficult issues that we run into, and they're controversial at times, such as baptism, predestination, suffering, evolution, and all kinds of stuff like that. And, you know, your average member of any local church, if you were to sit down and ask them, what is your view on baptism? What's your view on suffering? What do you think about evolution? You know, many of them don't have just an iota of an idea what to answer, what to say. And but in being a student of the Bible, you will have, I love what it says in 1 Peter 3:15, Lewis. It says, be ready to give an answer for the hope that's within you. And many people don't have an answer for the hope that's within them. And there are many people out there in the world today, in the harvest field, I call it, that that are asking questions. They want questions answered, but us believers, we are so comfortable going to church and going home and to church and going home that, you know, we take things in stride, and we don't have an answer, unfortunately, for those people who are seeking those answers. And by going to a Bible school such as the Word Walk School of Ministry, you become more steeped into the Word of God, and you become more solid in your belief system. And the students' faith and commitment, they become stronger. In other words, students, you know, Bible school students, especially those at the Word Walk School of Ministry, they become more confident of their faith, enabling them to better deal with the sometimes difficult issues that they will, I tell you, they will face in the church and beyond and outside the church. You know, there's so many controversial issues today, as you know, Lewis.
I sure do.
There's so many things. What's that?
I said I sure do know. There's a lot of controversial topics and everything related to
Christianity. There's just
and
so
other
many different.
Too.
Yeah, there's so many teachings out there, my brother, that you know, it can be confusing, and it even says in Ephesians chapter 4 that the reason we are to teach the Word of God so that the brothers and sisters, the brethren, would not be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. And there's all kinds of different winds of doctrine out there that are causing many just a lot of confusion. But, you know, by being a student of a Bible school, it will strengthen their faith. It will cause them to get more deep into the Word of God. And then third, in many Bible schools, you know, students become familiar with others outside their own faith or denomination. You know, Lewis, we just graduated 9 students on the 28th of December there at Cross Church. And, you know, Pastor Pete and myself, we did the ceremony. I am very thankful to Pastor Pete for allowing us to do that. And he's been such a tremendous partner in that, and such a tremendous help in that as well. And we graduated 9 students. And by the way, every those 9 students that were there, they came from different churches. They weren't all from the same church. We had people from Kingsburg, from Fowler, from Fresno. We had different people from all over, Reedley, different people from different churches. And that's one of the things about going to a Bible school, such as the Word Walk School of Ministry. You know, we become familiar, or they become familiar, the students, with others outside their own church or denomination. And it allows the students to see those ideas and beliefs that differ from theirs, and it provides a whole new perspective in their faith. And
you know,
these kind of experiences, go ahead.
I don't want to jump in and say something really quick. As you were talking, something came to my mind. I don't know the exact scripture number. I'm sure you will. But as I drive up and down Fresno and Clovis and wherever I go, I see all these different churches, all these different names. You know. I am sure they all have their mind and heart in the right place. But I see a lot of separation in the churches. A lot of different congregations, and I know somewhere in the Bible it says something like like this, and I don't want to quote it wrong, but I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. It says, in the last days, many will come in my name, but I will say to them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, you know, can you hear me? Yeah, you're right, Lewis, and, you know, and we can't really pinpoint it. We can't really say, well, you know, the Bible does teach about the wheat being together with the tares in the last days. And the thing about the local church is, unfortunately, not everybody that's in the local church is a believer. You know, I like what Keith Green said. Keith Green was a Christian entertainer, a Christian singer back in the 80s and 70s and 80s. And he said, going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to McDonald's makes you a hamburger. Mm-hmm. You know, because that's true. Many people think that by going to church that makes them a Christian, and it doesn't. And the verses you just quoted, it's a unfortunate one, because many people will actually believe that they are heaven bound when in fact they are hell bound. And because Jesus says, I never knew you, you know, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. And there are many people like that in churches. And I'm not saying that all these denominations are going to hell. What I am saying is that many of them differ, and many of them have disagreements. You know, a lot of, as a matter of fact, Lewis, denominations are based on disagreements over the interpretation of Scripture. It's always about the interpretation of Scripture. And, you know, okay, for instance, an example would be the meaning and purpose of baptism. You know, is baptism a requirement for salvation, or is it symbolic of the salvation process? You know, there are denominations on both sides of this issue. In fact, baptism, its meaning, its mode, and who can receive it has always been an issue for many, many believers out there, many denominations. It's been a central issue in the separation of churches and forming of new denominations out there, just baptism. And, you know, and disagreements over the interpretation of Scripture, they're taken personally and become points of disagreement. And guess what? This leads to arguments, which can have, you know, believe me, they happen all the time. And they've done so much to destroy the witness of the church today. And, you know, the church should be able to resolve its differences inside the body, there in the church. But once again, history tells us that this doesn't happen. Today, and I'm telling you, we just put more wood in the fire, or we actually help the media to put more wood in the fire concerning this. Today, the media, you know, television, radio, they use our differences against us to demonstrate that we are not unified in thought or purpose. And there are just so many different things about denominationalism in recent history. But, you know, bottom line, the essential part is this. The Bible says, he that believeth in the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, if you believe in your heart, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved. So it's not your denomination that saves you. It's not you know, man-made policy or man-made, you know, mission statements or so forth. I'm not saying that they're all wrong, but what I'm saying is what saves you is that personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you going to Jesus Christ, bowing your knee, repenting of your sins, asking Christ into your life, living for him, and allowing the Holy Spirit to live in your life and to work in your life and to progressively change you into the image of Jesus Christ. That is a true born Christian. And that's another thing about the school of ministry, Lewis. It's not just about salvation. Many people say, well, you know, I got to get saved. You know, I want to get saved. And then after I get saved, it's going to be okay. Well, you know, salvation is just the first part of it. It's just the beginning, because the other side of the coin is discipleship. You have to grow and learn, you know, and that discipleship is where you grow in the word, you learn of the word, You know, I heard, I was talking to somebody earlier, and I was telling them how character is important. You know, the Holy Spirit wants to produce fruit in our lives, you know, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, Galatians 5, verse 22 following, and it's a fruit of the Spirit. But, you know, we would not know how to learn any of these things had we not opened the pages of the Bible to read and study. And 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show yourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we have to, yes, allow the Holy Spirit to change us, our character and our way of life. But, you know, God wants to change us, not only intellectually or educationally, but spiritually as well. He wants to do an inside work. Let me put it this way, Lewis. He wants to do a heart work. He wants to do a work in our hearts, but he also wants to do a brain work. He wants to work in our brain, and he wants to work in our thinking. He wants to work in our emotions. He wants to work in everything that we do. You know, the Bible says everything that we do, whether we eat or drink or whatever we do it to the glory of God. So, you know, and the Word Walk School of Ministry is committed to that. We are committed to provide a great environment to learn about the Word of God. And you're going to see a lot of Bible schools out there that teach subjects such as theology and church history and the Bible. And they provide the students, such as we do, with the skills to dig into certain dimensions of spiritual growth and development and that they may have otherwise not known before. We also encourage that personal one-to-one relationship with the Lord. And, I like what Paul says. He goes, that I may know him in not only in the fellowship of his sufferings, but in the power of the resurrection, of his resurrection. And it enables the student to develop a new sense of growth, maturity, mm-hmm. not only personally, not only socially, but more importantly, spiritually. So it's not just personally, socially, intellectually, educationally, but spiritually. And that's Absolutely. What we are committed here at the Word Walk School of Ministry. We want to offer that to any person who would like to come and be a part of the Word Walk School of Ministry.
Now, there was one thing that I didn't hear you say, and I know for our listeners, you know, they may be thinking the exact same question. The question is this. A person doesn't have to be or doesn't have to want to be a pastor or anything like that. If they just want to get educated in the Bible and understand it right, they can learn that at your school, correct?
Exactly. As a matter of fact, there's some people who may not be called into, what you would call occupational ministry, like a pastor, a teacher, an evangelist, yeah. an elder, or a deacon. But they may just want to come in to learn more about the Bible. You know, they want to, grow in the Word of God. They want to understand more about the Word of God and things like that. So it's not always, it's not always being a pastor or being a teacher.
Yes. Yeah. There's a need to want to learn. Yeah.
Yeah, there's people out there
who learn. They can go to you.
Yeah, yeah. There's people out there who want to get into the scriptures and learn the Bible so that when they go into the workplace, they're able to put that to practice. They're able to learn how to do that. And there are many people today who just, you know, they're just asking for ways to do that. How can I be a better person at my workplace? You know, how can I be a better witness? And they can learn to do that in our Bible school because, if you have a good handle and a good understanding of the Word of God, you'll be able to implement that, put that to practice on a day-to-day basis without having to be a Bible thumper. You know, there's people out there who want to beat people over the head with the Bible. You don't have to do that. You can lovingly, the Bible says, speak the truth in love. And you can do that without having to be a bully without having to, push people around. You know, as a matter of fact, the way you live your life and the way you, convey yourself, the way you present yourself and the way you speak, the way you act, the way you love people, you will draw them to you. And when they're drawn to you, you'll be able to give them an answer. They're going to ask you, you know, and believe me, they will, Lewis. They're going to say, hey, you know, I've noticed about you, and I noticed you don't curse. You know, everybody around here curses. I noticed you don't. That's a wide open door for a good witness. You know, I don't curse because, you know, I'm a Christian, and I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And boom, you have an open door. And even if that's all you have, even if that's all they hear you say, I guarantee you it's going to whet their appetite, because maybe a few weeks later on down the road, they're going to see you and they may go through something in their life. And guess who they're going to come and talk to? They're going to come talk to you, because they know you're not going to laugh at them. They know that you're not going to put them down. You're not going to rib them or rub them the wrong way. They know that when they come to you, you're going to love them and you're going to accept them and you're going to be there for them. And so, again, the School of Ministry, the Word Walk School of Ministry, will help to prepare you to do that on different occasions, and will teach you how to handle the Word of God, and not only in a truthful manner, but in a loving manner, so that we can minister the Word of God in a way that would glorify the Father.
And for the contact information for our listeners, how would they get in contact with you so they can enroll in this school?
Well, Lewis, they can call me directly. They can call my number. My direct number is 559-579-5200. Or you can contact me by way of email. It's rbherrera@thewordwalk.org. That's the initials RB and Herrera. That's RBHERRERA @thewordwalk.org. And, if you're listening out there and you've been desiring to move into what you feel the Lord has called you to do, I want to encourage you to take that first step and see what the Lord can and will do through you, through the Holy Spirit. You need to start today at the Word Walk School of Ministry. We have classes in Selma and in Fresno, you know, and I'm telling, Lewis, we have these courses offered are on the same level as a Bible college. They will be taught thoroughly, simply, and practically. Everyone can learn with an open heart, but I will say that you need to be a serious student. These courses are certified courses that will enhance your ministry in whatever function of ministry you may desire to enter into. And I just really want to encourage everybody, you know, whether you want to be a pastor, teacher, evangelist, elder, deacon, lay leadership, or maybe you just wanted to learn more about the Bible or you walk with Jesus Christ, at the Word Walk School of Ministry, we provide for you a well-rounded foundation of biblical teaching that will adequately equip you for the work of the ministry.
Amen to that. And I know you needed to leave the show a little early, or we can't continue, but if you need to leave a little early, we can end the show now.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Lewis, I need to run here. I have a meeting that I need to get to. As a matter of fact, I'm a little late, and I'm seeing that they're looking at me now and waiting on me. So I need to bail here. But I'm telling you, I appreciate the opportunity, Lewis. The Lord bless you as you continue in your ministry here, and thank you again for the opportunity. If you're listening out there, thank you so much for your time. We love you. We pray for the listening audience. And if you're wanting more information, you may still be debating it. You may want some more information. I will be more than glad to sit down over a cup of coffee and talk with you. Call me today, 559-579-5200. Let's sit down and talk. Let's see what God would have for you. But the best step, you know, the Bible says this, the steps of a righteous man are directed of the Lord. And I'm telling you, when you step in the right direction, and I'm telling you, when you walk in God's Word, that's why I call this ministry the Word Walk. When you walk in the Word, I guarantee you, God will bless you. You know, the Bible says that Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That's what the Bible says. His word is a light unto my path, and it will shed light in your direction. Whatever you think that you may want to do, what is God's will for me? What is his direction for me? It's in the word of God. And in seeking and studying and learning the word of God, you will find direction in your life.
Amen. All right. Well, thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Pastor, for coming on Recovery Radio Fresno, and I'll talk to you soon.
God bless you, brother. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Okay, bye. All right, and for our listeners, I just want to say thank you for listening. We will be ending a little bit early today, but be sure to contact Pastor Rafael to ask more questions about the school and to join the school if you're interested. This is Recover Radio Fresno with Lewis Angel. We broadcast every single Saturday at 9 p.m. Pacific. Please join our group on Facebook. Look up Recover Radio Fresno on Facebook. Join the group. There you can listen to all of our shows. And remember that every single show is permanently attached to the link. So you can copy and paste them, the links to all your friends. Ask them to join the group also. And just remember that Recover Radio Fresno is bringing the message of hope to the listeners. And if you would like to be a guest on our show, you can contact me at 559-492-0215 or at recoveryradiofresno@gmail.com. So we will end the show right now. But before we end, I want to share a few songs with you from a good friend of mine named Robert Orndorff with Celebrate Recovery and here at North Point Church here in Fresno. So here it goes.
Lost in your eyes, I feel I've fallen. Two hearts looking for a man. Back in my mind, I hear you calling, asking when will I see you again? When will I see you again? Driving my car like there's no tomorrow. Looks like my demons are won again. I'll justify and I'll blame it on my sorrow. But I know playing a game of pretend. Yes, I know playing a game of pretend. Lord, find me. I've been lost a long time. Lord, take me home. Yeah. Lord, find me. I've been lost a long time. And I don't want to take that walk alone. No, I don't want to take that walk alone. Spent half my life doing all the wrong things. Now I'm taking the steps trying to make things right. And they all tell me you've come a long, long way. But I could throw it all away in just one night. Yes, I could throw it all away in just a night. Lord, find me. I've been lost a long time. Lord, make me whole. Yeah. Lord, find me. I've been lost a long time. And I don't want to take that walk alone. No, I don't want to take that walk alone. Coming back in stages, and I have finally found. You gotta turn the pages to turn your life around. No, it's not my destiny to carry on this way. The Lord made me a promise
I've made new friends and I've got new heroes. In Christ is standing by my side. There's no more turning whichever way the wind blows. For now I know I'm fighting for my life. Yes, I know I'm fighting for my life. The Lord found me, and I've been lost a long time. The Lord made me whole. Yeah, the Lord found me, and I've been lost a long time. And now I never have to take that walk alone. No, I never have to take that walk alone. For the Lord has brought me home.
Watching patiently.